It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best 60 minutes of your day, and it got even better because I thought Gary Ellerson was on assignment. He is not on assignment. He is here. You can hear him laugh right there. So,
when you say assignment, I wasn't on assignment, Homer.
Yeah,
I was
you
just
are.
Taking. You know, I was just
okay.
taking.
Let me help
the,
you
the
out.
Nice
Let me
break
help you out here.
That
no
I always
needs
take.
To know, no one needs to know why you're gone.
Well, I want to
here.
Tell them why I'm gone. How about that?
Oh, because, okay. Well, that's different.
Because
yes.
for me,
telling us what he what his
yeah.
assignment was is now
yeah.
Gary Ellerson. Take it away.
Yeah, yeah. Because for me, I think everyone needs the assignment that I had, including you. And thanks for adjusting your picture. Now I can see your lovely face. Boy, you're still handsome as ever.
Now I'm losing weight. My face is
you
too
are.
Skinny. I look like
no,
dead
you,
man.
Your face is all drawn up.
I know. I don't know what to do. I got to gain some. I'm going to talk
mean,
to Milwaukee weight loss. I weigh too little.
Yeah,
I look
you
dead.
You need whatever it is. You're good.
All right. No, I've lost.
You might want to go
pounds.
Ahead. And, yeah, I would button that other button right now.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Did you button that?
You know what I look right now? You know what I look right now?
You look famished right now, bro.
That's right. Look like I'm from Ethiopia.
You need to stop. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'll
but
work
anyway,
on that.
Yeah.
Back
yeah.
to why
well, we
you're
not worried about you looking.
Back to what your assignment was.
Well, my assignment was, Homer, because every year, you know, I do this. I go up to my roommates. My roommate, Dave Wade, has a cabin or cottage up in Three Lakes. And every year, the family and I, we go up to Three Lakes and we go there from Sunday to Sunday. And it's boating and fishing and just boating and fishing, eating, cooking, cooking out, boom, boom.
Sounds good.
And smoking cigars. That's it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Sunday to Sunday, then you shouldn't have been back until Sunday. You should have been gone, or was the Sunday and Sunday ended last Sunday, and you've been home for 5 days? I'm confused.
No. So what ended up happening is Sunday to Sunday, so I extended it out to Wednesday.
So you were an extra. Hello? You were there extra time.
Yeah, because it felt so good.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I called my buddy. I was like, anybody, because he normally get.
Was it as good as like running on a 60-yard touchdown pass or catching running?
Even better. Wow. I say, yo, Dave, is anybody coming up behind us? Can we stay for an extra 2-3 days? He said, sure. Nobody's coming.
This is longer than you've ever stayed.
This is longer than I ever stayed. And mm-hmm. if anybody want to see actually what we did, you can follow me on my Facebook page, Gary Ellerson, the one with the blue check mark. And you can see all the fish that Jeb and I caught while we were there. I think we caught about 50 fish while we were there. Do you fish,
50?
Homer?
50?
Yeah, do you fish? Yeah, do you fish?
I have fished. My first radio job in New Richmond, Wisconsin at the age of 26. I informed them on the radio that I had never fished before in my life. The people in New Richmond thought I was not human.
So you didn't grow up fishing?
No, my dad had. No.
Okay.
No. Actually, right. And this is sad because it speaks to whatever was wrong with me at a young age. My one grandfather loved to go trout fishing. They lived in Oklahoma. He would every summer go trout fishing in Colorado somewhere. And he took my two older brothers. I, of course, had no interest because I was playing baseball and I was going to be the next Mickey Mantle, or so I thought at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they must have heard that I didn't want to go. This is the same grandfather who would send us old copies of National Geographic every month. He was a genius. He had and I.
Oh, my
And
goodness,
I remember going,
dude.
What is wrong with Grandpa? They go, what? I want, why doesn't he send us a copy of Sports Illustrated? What do I want goodness. With National Geographic? The only thing was everybody had a joke about National Geographic. Did you know and hear this joke? The only reason kids got National Geographic was to hear is to see the African section. Because the women in National Geographic from Africa didn't wear anything. So it was
you guys were perks.
Playboy before you had Playboy. But that was just kind of a joke.
You guys were pervs what? Looking at black women. Is that what you
guys No, were? It was there no pervs. It's like, you know, you're not.
You know, sometimes
it was like this
cease,
was a joke about the National Geographic was that it was the only place where you what could you see naked women if you didn't have access to Playboy in 1962 or whatever. What?
Specifically African women.
Yeah, they were the only ones that didn't have clothes on in National Geographic. Otherwise, why would anybody want to read National Geographic? What do I want to learn about all these other foreign countries and stuff?
Welcome back, Gary Ellerson. Welcome back.
Yeah. You never knew that. You never heard that about the National Geographic?
No.
You never? Okay.
I never perused through National Geographic.
I didn't say you would do it. I didn't say I actually did it. I just said that's what they said.
Partially clothed women. No, I never.
No, they weren't clothed at all. The few examples that someone showed me. No,
the way there. I was trying to give you.
I don't have to
partially clothed.
What?
You then just went all the way there.
And somebody can go back and look. I just never wondered why would anybody send you old copies of National Geographic? Who did you ever read the magazine National Geographic? I'll bet no.
Well, apparently you only looked at the pictures. You weren't reading them.
I didn't. I had no interest in learning about Peru or learning about now.
It, oh my God.
I wish someone would have said, you could learn something and you should. And if I have since looked at some National Geographics and realized that I, because they have a on cable, not cable, not whatever, streaming day. And the stuff is really interesting. It was another example of just how stupid I was, but nobody said.
We don't want to do it. We're not going to do a text poll on this, are we?
No, we're not. No, there's no need. That does not have to. Those who don't know about it don't know, and those that do, do. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. It existed, and you can go look up AI.
I mean,
about why people read the National Geographic in the early 60s if you were a young male. Anyway. All right, back to the Packers. Or do you follow things when you're on your assignment, or is all this stuff?
Yeah. We have internet.
Yeah. I'm not happy, you should know, with the president of the Green Bay Packers because of what he said about his three people. I've said I don't believe they'll ever win a championship with him as president. I don't think his standard is high enough.
He's only been the president for like 5 months, right?
Yes, and in the 5 months, he's made it clear that his standard isn't that high. Now, his actions...
What gave you the... notion, what did he say that...
Well, first of all...
gave you the notion that he does not want
I've lost the piece of paper that had what he said. But anyway, first of all, he gave them a contract. He gave them a contract. Yep. He gave all of them a contract extension. And then he said, I believe in these men. I'm elated to have these three men running the franchise.
Yeah.
And... like, just tell me what they've done to justify that level of confidence. You might believe they can do better, and that's why you give them an extension. If you're giving them an extension for what they've done, you should be fired. They've won one playoff game in the last 4 years. They haven't won the division in the last 4 years. And you're saying, I'm proud of these men. These are the three men that I want to run. I'm as mad now as I was then. What the hell?
Yeah, I see. I see the veins in your neck.
And it's
right
not.
Now.
And,
I couldn't
and
see them before because they were all covered up with fat. But right now,
and it's not. It's not what someone says, but his actions, and now what he says. All right, you want to know? And this was the first time he spoke at the shareholders meeting. All right, I'll be the president of the Packers. Hi, I just want to let you know that I believe and I have the contract extension of these three people. Please understand, we have not done what is acceptable. This is not acceptable. But I believe they will do better. And to prove that, I gave them an extension. But please understand, where we stand now is not acceptable. We have not won the division in 4 years. We have won one playoff game in 4 years. And you can't just say that it's because we changed quarterbacks. We had Aaron Rodgers the last year. But I'm proud of these men. I believe they will do better. But don't for a second think that I'm happy or they are happy with where we're at right now. Any questions, Gary Ellison? I see you in the front row. Man, you are an outstanding running back. I don't know why you didn't play longer for the Packers.
How do you know that wasn't said behind closed doors?
I don't care about closed doors.
You just care about what he says in front of everybody
else. Well, no, because he's been the president for how long, and everything he's done or said fits this basic core. Like, he did something. He gave them contract extensions, all three of them.
So let's make this a poll. Should Ed Policy, should he not have given Russ Ball, Brian Gutekunst, Matt LaFleur an extension?
Contract extensions.
Yeah, put that out there.
Now I
want to
know.
Hear what the people say.
Right. The premise to discuss it would
like
be also
you, people like you.
Yeah.
Ruin franchises because the money doesn't matter. I mean, a lot of people worry about money. The money doesn't matter what he gave them, but there's no way. There's no way you're coming in as a new boss and getting rid of all four of those guys. Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. And you don't have a replacement for them. So you just want to get rid of them for get rid of them's sake.
No.
Because they
let me answer that.
Or you're mad. Or you're mad because he didn't say what you wanted them to hear. How do you know he didn't say it behind closed doors?
I don't care what he said. I want to hear
it. But you want to hear it. But you want to hear it.
Because
you
want to hear it.
He doesn't owe anything to you. He doesn't owe anything to you for you to hear that.
I didn't say he does.
If I had a boss like that,
yeah,
that would put me out on Front Street, guess what? I'm done.
I'm not putting you out on Front Street.
Now, if you want to bring me, in your office and tell me that, great. I remember one time we were going out to practice, and we were walking, doing training camp, and Forrest Gregg was walking behind me, and he kind of sped up, and he says, look at here, young man, just so you know, today, I'm going to be all over your ass.
Right. He was all over everybody's ass every day. Come
on. But just so you know, today is your day.
Yep. Okay.
And absolutely, we get out to practice, and anything I did wasn't right. But I knew it beforehand what was going on, because he told me that, not necessarily in his office, but he and I were the only one that had that conversation. I do not want a boss who's going to come out and do it at the owners, where it was the owners meeting or whatever, and going to undress me in front of all those people. Guess what? I want out. Let me go. I want my contract. If you want to talk to me like that in the office, good.
Yeah.
But you're not going to undress me like that in front of all those people. Not having it.
I'm not undressing him. And by the way, he was a bully every day you were there, and you were never surprised that he got on you and he got on everybody else every day.
But what you just said is what you wanted to hear.
Right, that he believes and gave an extension because he believed they will do better. He cannot believe that what they have done to this point is acceptable, not for the Green Bay Packers, for any NFL team. Can't win the division. Hadn't won the division in 4 years. One playoff win in 4 years. That's acceptable. Let me ask you,
don't wiggle away out of this. You wanted to hear that. You wanted to hear that.
I want him to think that.
No. Well, how do you know he doesn't think that?
Because every action he's made. He gave them all extensions.
That doesn't mean that's what he feels.
Well, what does that mean?
The extension is years. But extension is what you're saying is that they can't get out of it. If Matt LaFleur falls on his face next year, they'll move on from Matt LaFleur.
Okay,
money is not
an
issue.
What does he got to do? I didn't say money was. What does he got to do?
I don't know what he's got to do.
To fall on his face. Well, I can tell you this is going to have to be really bad because the president believes in him strongly. Here were the exact words.
Give it to him.
I couldn't be more excited about the three we have leading our football team. That's why we extended their contracts this offseason. How do you take that?
What you want to hear.
Everybody here, hold on. I just told everybody here should know that what we have done is not acceptable. I gave these three men an extension because I believe and am willing to believe and strongly believe that they will do better. But no one should think that this extension is the result of things being done well enough by the Green Bay Packers. They are not. I'm the president of the Green Bay Packers. But I emphasize, I gave them the extensions because I believe they will do better.
Yeah,
how
he's
is
not going to undress. No.
Is that undressing them? What?
Yes. Not doing that.
But how is that? Tell me how that's undressing them.
Yeah, you don't do that. But if he feels that way,
yeah,
and you don't know that he does or not, but if he feels that way, those are the conversations you have in the office. You're not going out in the public. Those days are over. I mean, we don't have those guys in the NFL anymore. There's nobody. Maybe who's my guy in Dallas? Who's the owner?
Jerry Jones.
Maybe Jerry will say something like that. Do we have any other owner out there that will just speak like that in the NFL? Those days are gone. There's no owners who's coming out saying anything like that. And just because policy, in all intents and purposes, he's the owner. There is no owner in the NFL who is stepping out on their head coach, on any guys that he has underneath him like that, saying anything like that. Nobody's doing that. Nobody. Not in the NFL. Jerry might.
I don't know. Jerry doesn't even do it anymore. I'll have to look. I don't believe it's dressing them down.
It is.
My actions say I believe in them. That's why they're still here.
That doesn't need to be said.
All right, let me ask you this. Is what the Packers have done in the last four years appropriate?
Excuse me?
Is what the Packers have done in the last 4 years acceptable to you?
Yes.
Okay. That's the difference.
Yes.
He should hire you as vice president.
Yes.
All right. And how is it acceptable?
Well, look at what they went through.
What did
after
they go
you,
through?
To me, yep. after you lose Aaron Rodgers, that's right. A total reset. You're starting over. So, okay. Has he been a quarterback within the last 4 years?
Yes, his last acceptable. Year was the first of the 4 years.
Acceptable. And most people don't see that. And more than anything else, that team is a huge turnover from when Aaron Rodgers retired or left or they got rid of. Not the same team. And you were able to keep this team above the fray, which you mean above 500, and in the playoffs, with a new quarterback that never played.
Then that is an excellent Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Are you happy with what the Packers have done the last four seasons? Right?
No one is.
I say no.
No one is. No one because I'm different from you. And I'm different from most listeners. Listeners are not going to agree with me. They won't Matt LaFleur.
I don't know. They might. They might.
No, they won't. No, they want LaFleur fired.
By the way, on Twitter, they're not all listeners. They're just, but they might or they might
they
not.
They wanted LaFleur fired last year.
I didn't say
they
to
did.
Fire him. I've never
Most
said to fire him.
Most people think that he's not a, I'm just telling you, Packer fans wanted that guy gone last year.
Really?
We asked that question
and most didn't.
Yes. Yeah.
Can we ask that question? Do you want LaFleur fired? Because
no,
I think 80%
no,
would
we,
say no.
No, we're not going to do that. But,
not going to do that? What question would you like?
Well, I already told you.
It's the Gary Ellison Homer. What?
Should policy have not retained, put them all down there. LaFleur,
but I think he should have retained.
Goody. So now you think he should have retained him. But you wanted him to undress them at the owners' meeting.
I mean, I don't think that I undressed them, but you seem to feel like it was.
Yeah, I feel
I
like
don't,
that.
I would not have given yeah. them the you're, extension yeah, as far, I mean, if it's three more years.
Yeah, you're a little bit more calm. You're a little bit more calm right now, but it's about 10 minutes ago, you had veins coming out your neck.
That's correct. I had never seen it before. Yeah.
That's because of the weight loss clinic. You lost all that weight now.
Milwaukee
Maybe
weight
you're
loss.
A little
all
bit right. more edgy than you normally because you're not eating but, like you should.
You're on fire. You are very Gary Ellison on fire. Well, there is the benefit that I didn't think you were going to be here, and Lance Allen said he'd be happy to fill in for some of the time. He's going to be on at 5:40, so you can just put me.
Perfect.
I can go work on my veins or whatever I need.
No,
I can go eat.
No,
I'll go eat at 5:40.
No,
I'll go eat, and you and Lance Allen can talk back and forth.
I've only been gone for, like, I don't know, 10 days, and you look like malnourished right now, bro. Whatever you're doing, hold it. Whatever you're doing. Whatever you're doing works, so just hold it right there, okay?
What, do you mean you don't want me? You don't want me to lose the? They're not playing at home, but this would be the roof being open. But do you say I'm fine, or do I need to gain some weight back?
No, I think you're good right there. Hold it
right there. All right, we'll take a break.
You're good.
Round two with Gary Ellison. Did we come up with the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question?
No, the first one was. Should he have fired?
Should the new Packer president have fired or let go? Should the new Packer president have
or
let
not
go?
Extended.
Right, because I think they had 1 year left, or LaFleur had 1 year.
Yeah, I think they all had 1 year left.
Right.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
And I know you hate doing this kind of stuff.
No, I don't.
Can you let the people know where you are, please? Because I keep seeing random people walking behind you.
Western Lakes Golf Course because I was there for playing golf for a fundraiser, and that's where I am. I'm at Western Lakes.
You guys raise a lot of money or no?
Every event is different. Please understand that this tells you that this is the Gary Ellison Homer Hour because Gary Ellison has done two things in violation of one of the standards of the Homer Hour, but it's not the Homer Hour. It's the Gary Ellison Homer Hour, and I'm happy to do whatever he would like. One, if you're not on the show, you're on assignment, and no one needs to know anything about that. And no one needs to know where I am because it doesn't matter. What's important is what I say, and I guess how I look if I look skinny. And it's the Gary Ellison Homer Hour, and yes, I'm at Western Lakes Golf Club, and you're on assignment was a family vacation, and you caught a lot of fish.
Yes,
and we will break and then see if there's anything else that Gary Ellison would like to talk about. But we do have the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Would you have liked the new president of the Green Bay Packers, to have fired or not given an extension? How about that?
Extension.
Or which do you like?
Extension is what it was.
Yes.
Extension
Would you have liked the president not to give the Packer coach, GM, and the three? Would you have liked the Packer president to not have given any extensions this past offseason? How about that?
There you go.
There you go. Would you have liked new Packer president to not have given any extensions this past offseason? 1-800-990-3776. Because Gary, as is Brian Bulaga, would actually rather talk to others instead of me, which is fine. But if you don't call, he's stuck with me. Wherever I am. Next.
It's an old-fashioned Friday on the Homer Hour and ESPN Milwaukee. Brought to you by Old Fashioned Roofing. Old Fashioned Roofing, old school values, modern day solutions, just doing quality work and standing behind it.
Yes, it is. The Old Fashioned Friday, and Gary Ellison made some reference to it, but it is all part of whether the roof is open or closed. That is done when the Brewers have a home game Friday evening, actually any evening, and you listen or watch on YouTube, and you will discover right at 5:02 whether the dome is open or closed. And so while they are on the road, it is an old-fashioned Friday on ESPN Milwaukee, as you just heard, presented by Old Fashioned Roofing, veteran-owned, veteran-led, and proudly Wisconsin-built. Old Fashioned Roofing, where a handshake still matters. And they want to support Homer's. Is the dome open or closed? Now to Gary Ellison and the Jewelry Center. Take it away.
Hey, fellas, lock in for a second. If you're thinking about proposing or even just trying to step your game up with a nice gift, your first stop needs to be the Jewelry Center. They specialize in custom-made in Milwaukee engagement and bridal And if you can sit down with an expert, bring in a Pinterest board or a few photos and build the exact ring you want. Best part, they handle everything in the house. So it's often costs less than you'd expect. Not ready to propose yet? No problem. Pick up a pair of diamond earrings or a gold chain and still make an impression. Check them out today or stop in Greenfield, Brookfield, or Burlington, or Mequon in all of their 4 locations. Go check my good friends out today at the Jewelry Center.
And one other note, founded by inventors, fueled by community, and focused on business for 130 years, Horicon Bank has been helping businesses across Wisconsin grow through commercial lending. Commercial lending now in the greater Milwaukee business community. Financing requests approved in days, not weeks. Bankers who understand your business. Products designed to support your cash flow, because when it comes to commercial lending, Horicon Bank gets the job done. Visit Horicon Bank in New Berlin, Tosa, Menominee Falls, Grafton, or West Bend. Horicon Bank, together doing good, 130 years member FDIC. Been discussing the Green Bay Packers, the Gary Ellison Homer Hour. One of the discussions, Gary, is how you view the end of last season, and that is the team was really good. They had some injuries, and it affected them the last 5 games, but the team is still really good, and they should be able to show us that level or something close to us early in the season, though you do have to factor in Micah Parsons not being around. So given all those things, what are your thoughts about the Packers, I guess, starting early this season as far as the level of play that you expect?
Good question, Homer, because it was not just Michael Parsons. You had a banged-up Christian Watson who came back after that Denver game, going to Denver. You had Zach Tom, no one talks about, that wasn't available for you.
Your best offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm. And so when you start – Tucker Kraft, who you had lost early in the year, but that's exacerbated itself within the offense, within the playmakers that you need to finish some games. So I saw him fall apart at the end of the year because of injuries. I think injuries finally caught up with them where they couldn't overcome. I thought Jordan Love played well in that Chicago game that they lost in Chicago. I don't know if you – could want him to play any better than that. If you go back and look at the numbers, his numbers are absolutely incredible. But
yeah,
special teams got to be better. I mean, that kicker was horrible. Not only did he miss kicks, and then the Romeo Doubs miscue, and then most certainly you didn't have your closer in Michael Parsons. I don't know what Love's numbers were, but he might have thrown for over 350 yards by 4 TDs, no interceptions. QB rating had to be off the charts. But they just couldn't finish. They just need to be a healthier team this year. And I'm going to say this. I think they will be a second-half team this year. I don't know what kind of start they will get, because I don't know what Zach Tom is going to look like. Micah Parsons is already going to be out for 4 games, so which means that he won't be himself until really the end of the year. And I understand Tucker Kraft wants to be back the first game of the year, but when you have a knee injury like that, and everybody can be a freak athlete. The last freak athlete I seen that came back from a knee injury that looked like he was 100% was Adrian Peterson when he came off the ACL and came back the next day and still rushed for over 1,000 yards.
And came back right away. Are you saying ever, or that you have to give it some time before they get back to?
The knee injuries with Tucker Kraft, Zach Tom, Michael Parsons, that is a year away injury. They can play, but they're not who they're supposed to be.
You know, we could agree on this. This is all about the second half of the season.
They are a second half team.
Find a way to make the playoffs, because you make the playoffs, they could be really good by the end of the season, for all the reasons that you mentioned. So don't be bothered by anything that occurs in the regular season, especially early, as long as they make the playoffs. Because given all that you've said, you still believe they got to make the playoffs, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you watch...
Because they're a good enough team to, even with the injuries. All right, Yeah,
yeah, but if
I'm
you watch, you. If you watch Micah Parsons run right now, I just saw some different clips. And you, I had a knee surgery my last year in Green Bay,
mm-hmm.
and that's when Forrest decided the great idea to take us to Oconomowoc at that. What's that resort they had in Oconomowoc? I don't.
I'll think of it in a second.
Olympia,
it's not there anymore.
Olympia Resort.
Olympia. Yeah.
He,
the ski.
Took
wasn't
us
the
out
ski
of
in there?
Yeah, yeah. And it was like a polo grounds.
Why
and
did he
like,
decide that? What was he? He wanted to be private. It could be tougher.
Yeah. And it, and the field.
I don't want
had,
those fans
I think
out
they
there.
They had horses. They had horses out on that field, so they had like divots yeah. all in it and all that. But anyway, I was coming off knee surgery. I was out for a little bit, and then they shipped me out to Olympia Resort.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember mentally, my knee was good. It was strong. But mentally, I couldn't get over the fact to plant on that knee and to trust it or to take the hit on the knee. I think it takes some time mentally that you can really figure out that you are where you're supposed to be.
Did it eventually be okay?
Eventually got okay. Eventually, mentally, you get through it, and then you figure it out. But, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. You don't fully trust. When you come off a knee injury like that, you don't fully trust.
Do you think
yourself.
It's even the same way today, many years later, and with
absolutely.
Whatever improvements there have been, it's still
absolutely.
The same mental issue?
Absolutely.
Because you're afraid it might get hurt again, and then you're done? Or what?
And you don't even know fear? For me, I'm going to speak for myself.
Yeah.
I was watching film. I didn't even know that I was doing what I was doing and that I was favoring the knee.
Wow.
George Sefcik was the running back coach, and he goes, Gary, let it go. Just let it go. Trust it. Let it go. You see, almost every practice I've watched here is, let it go. You're good. Let it go.
And you didn't think you needed anything to let go?
No. Not in practice. But when I saw the film, I saw what I was doing. I thought I was doing what I was supposed to, but I was not cutting right. I wasn't jump cutting on it. I was favoring. I wasn't giving it all.
All right.
And you think that you are.
Yeah, wow. This could be a whole show on that. It's just hard. There's no way can people that comprehend that don't have the ability that you had. But I'm going to say this about Jordan Love. Maybe you agree. I said, I don't worry a second about Jordan Love. Jordan Love's not the problem. They can win the Super Bowl with Jordan Love. He doesn't have to change anything
yes.
about what he is and what he can do. It's about the rest of the team being
yes.
good enough. Because I don't know really – as good as Rodgers and Favre were, they were never able to carry the team. They won when the defense was as good as the offense
well,
with
Favre,
them. When he had,
well,
when they
well,
had to carry. Same with
well,
Rodgers
Favre,
in 2010.
Right. Favre,
so
you're right.
Jordan Love, I'd
they
say
were,
to him.
They were number one. What that Favre yes. unit, right? Were they
yes.
number one in every category?
Yes, yes. And in
offense,
2010,
defense,
they were
team?
Second. Yes, in 2010, they were second defensively. But yeah. nobody, this is what I would say to Jordan Love, though you might not like it because you don't like the way I'm a president. Jordan Love doesn't change anything. Don't change anything. Jordan Love, you just be what you are. The job the rest of us have is to put a team around you good enough to win with you being no different than you are right now. Don't even think you have to do more. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, of course you tell him that. He's a young quarterback.
I know.
If other things struggle,
I don't want him thinking that he's got to do
yeah.
all this kind of stuff. And carry.
Yeah.
No, you just
him.
Be you and keep doing everything
right.
the way you do
yeah.
it. Now you
yeah,
need
you
to lead more.
Feed,
no, you don't. You don't need to
yeah,
lead
you
more.
Feed,
you don't need to do anything.
You feed him with confidence.
Yes, be you. He's not going to be a big verbal leader, leader. So what?
But here's what's going to happen this year.
All right, we got to break because Lance Allen's coming up soon.
Real quick, training camp.
Yep.
What's going to be the prevailing story in training camp?
I don't know.
Trace Mack. Every dude out there that's in the media is going to be tabulating Trace Mack's kicks. The
I'm
league,
not.
My good friend, I got a good friend, told me once. He says, Gary, you know it's a three-point league, right? He goes, no, just look at it. It's a three-point league. It's a three-point league, you know.
Yeah, kickers are important.
Three-point league. And it is. It is a three-point league, which means that you've got to have a kicker in today's game. And right now, 50-yarders in today's NFL is mm-hmm. a chip shot.
Not that, but it's about what 35.
50 yarders right now with the best kickers in the league is a chip shot.
The premise is too easy.
A blindfold right now.
I want the uprights closer together. Kicking has become too easy. It shouldn't be that important, but they don't. No one's listening to me.
But it is.
Yeah.
It is important.
Yeah, it's because it's too easy that they're doing it. You know, 50-yard line kicks are, I'll accept that they're chip shots compared to what they used to be.
We got to break because
Lance Allen is next, and we'll see if Gary even allows me to talk. Next. The Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. So we do agree on Jordan Love.
Why would we?
No, because we say he doesn't have to be any better. It has to be any different than he is. Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be any better. All right, I messed up. We got a little technical difficulty. Fisco Auto Body, it's a family business owned since 1931. It's not what they do, it's who they are. On Forest Home in Franklin, expert workmanship guaranteed for the life of your vehicle. Any damage, Fisco has you covered. Fisco on Forest Home in Franklin, again, they still own the business. They still do the work. That's why they're so good. Eventually, after you thank them, you think, geez, I should thank Homer. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. Fisco, and Lance Allen next. Joined now by Lance Allen, the sports director at CBS 58. Gary, I want you to be on as Lance tells this story. Lance, good evening.
Good evening, Homer. G-Money, great to hear from you as well.
Sure, buddy.
G-Money, is that your name?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, whatever Lance calls me, I answer to
him. Well, but I never called you G-Money. Lance, when did you start calling him G-Money? Give me the... Is there a story behind this?
He's one of the smoothest men in America. He played for the Badgers and the Packers. You got to treat him with true respect, Homer. Come on.
There it is. There it is, home team.
I didn't know the true respect for G-Money. I want you to tell Gary, and I want to make sure I have it right, at the MacFund event, somebody donated $14,000 to shake hands with Tucker Kraft, the Packer tight end, or what? This is like a record, I think, or historic for people. What? I heard this third hand. So what happened?
Third hand. Okay, so I'm gonna set the record straight. I'm gonna get all the facts straight. So G-Money, I know you're with me. You can listen in.
Yeah.
It was at the Charles Woodson Golf Outing up in Green Bay, annual event at Thornberry. I play the Homer role. I don't have the loud coat. I don't have the plaid coat, but I do a little auctioneering. And
you do fine. You're a very good auctioneer. Nice try, though. All right, back to the story.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
So, Mr. Woodson gets basically every year easy auction items. You want to play with Charles Woodson and your foursome? You bid, okay? Charles gets $6,000. Nothing to sneeze at. Charles is a great guy. One of the smartest athletes I've ever been around. Smooth operator. All that stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Tucker Kraft is there. I go, Tucker, come on up. Okay. He comes up. I go, okay, this guy's got the gun show going on. And all of a sudden he starts rolling up his shorts and he's kind of flexing his calves and flexing his thighs. And so I'm like, whoa, okay. Got a little extra on this package. Okay. So I go, okay, what are we going to bid this one up to? When he blew past Charles at $7,000, I immediately was like, well, clearly Michigan ain't in the national championship picture anymore. And he went all the way to $13,000 to play in the Woodson next year in a foursome. How about that?
Whoa.
He's a popular guy.
He's playing with Tiger Woods?
I have no idea, guys, if these are official rankings, but somebody recently, and you guys probably saw it, they posted a poll, number one most popular current Packer, Jordan Love, number two, Tucker Kraft, ahead of Micah Parsons. Like, the guy is super popular. Yeah. He's over, as they say.
Yeah.
13,000.
13,000.
Is that a record? I believe it's got it. Is that a...
I swear, Tomer. I know. I texted you the other day. I swear. It's true.
Well, I know. I'm not saying you made it up. I mean, that is the current record, right?
I think it is, and I think you better check the guy's credit card number. You better check all of his digits, his bank accounts, right, G-Money? Make sure he's got that cash.
Yeah, you want to make sure all the money goes towards the charity. But, I mean, that just speaks of Tucker Kraft and really how he has the Packer fans have kind of rallied around him. And you know, really, even in that locker room, those guys in the locker room, they voted him to be the captain. He's just a great dude. I mean, he just seems like an average Joe. I mean, when I saw
yeah, but he's average Joe, but he might be the best tight end in the NFL or close to
well,
it.
Well, I mean,
right
but the personality of him, I mean, you can get down with it. When I saw the draft, and my good friend Leroy Butler, I think he announced that draft with Tucker Kraft. But when I saw Tucker Kraft, it looked like he was in a motor parts store where they pulled engines out. And that's where he had his draft party. I mean, there were oil stains all over the floor. And that's who Tucker Kraft is. I mean, he's just a good, hardworking, honest guy. And, I mean, there was a gem there. I mean, most folks thought Luke Musgrave was going to be – is it Luke Musgrave? They thought he was going to be the guy that ends up being Tucker Kraft.
Is he that good, Lance? How can you describe his ability as a player right now?
People love him, man. I mean, people. He's like Gary kind of said. He's got that it factor. He's got that sizzle. He's got that something. And I tell you what, there are guys in that. And Gary, you've been in locker rooms before. Whatever. There are certain guys that you sit there and you roll your eyes and go, "Okay, this is fake tough guy. This is talk, whatever." This guy is tough. This guy backs it up. This guy is like a heart and soul glue guy of the team. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and from what I've seen.
Who on the team is as tough as he is?
Ooh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
By the way, Lance, I believe your last name is spelled A-L-L-E-N, correct?
Oh, it's A-N, actually. But
is it? Wow, all this time I was wrong. I want to congratulate C-Cat.
Yes. Yes,
wait a minute. Get that recorded. You need your producer to record that. I don't think I've ever heard Homer say he's wrong.
So well, I mean, I was wrong.
Play that a couple times.
Well, I mean, I've been wrong for 40 years. How long have you worked in the – I've known you work for – I swear I've seen it, A-L-L-E-N. But anyway, never mind.
Well, people –
Wait, C-Cat gets a free breakfast at Ted's in Tulsa for that. All right, back to what you were saying. Who's as tough as crap?
I'm telling you, there aren't a lot of guys that are that tough. I think he ranks right up there. He is a man's man, and like Gary said, whether he's selling parts at the local parts store in his small hometown, or whether he's out, you know, running around on his high school track or whatever he's doing, he's an alpha male, man.
All right, before we run out of time, I do want both of you to comment on Luke Fickell and what your thoughts is. I'm taking major heat because I've kind of defended him. I think they've had no money and he's had no chance. But I do want to hear what – or Lance, you go first, A-L-L-A-N. And your thought on the Badgers this year relative to the disaster, certainly, of last year.
So you don't win the day by winning the press conference, but I was at Big Ten Media Day down in Chicago on Tuesday, and he said all the right things. It was not up to the standard. We need to do better. We're going to do better. He talked about being on the hot seat. I tell you what, I think there's a little bit of that, chip on the shoulder mentality. They have an easier schedule this year, minus Notre Dame, but other than that, easier schedule. They don't have that tough October. I think
so you're feeling confident.
I'm feeling fairly confident. I really am.
Fairly confident. All right, and now, Gary Ellison, as we hear the music in the background, are you fairly confident? What would you say? That's E-L-L-E-R-S-O-N, I think, but I'm going to have to check.
I mean, it's hard to start over like they're doing, but most certainly they feel like from top to bottom, I think that's how you got to grade this thing. The president, you know, all those things got to be in place. It's a lot like when Donna Shalala came in and Richter and you looked at Barry Alvarez. All those three things have to be in line in order for the Badger football program to have success. And do they have those three things in line, pulling the rope in the same direction, in order for this program to be successful?
And do they? Do you think they do now? Are you feeling good about that?
I finally feel like they do, yes.
Wow, finally. Gary Ellison and Lance Allen will have to do it again. And Lance, thank you. Man, did I learn something today.
I appreciate it, and I'd pay $13 to golf with both of you, my friends.
I'd pay $12 for you.
I would pay for a charity $13,000 to play with Tiger Woods.
I like it. I would too, probably. That's
yeah.
A good one.
How about you,
like
Gary? Would
yeah,
you pay $13,000 to play? You pass?
Yeah,
right.
I pass.
Okay. All right. The Gary Ellison Homer Hour with special appearance by Lance Allen. Next. Make sure you do it right.
Starting off the freeway system, we've got eastbound Capitol Drive at Lilly. The two left lanes are blocked with a crash, so that's going to be tightening things up through that area. We do have onto the freeway delays on southbound 41 from just south of Appleton Avenue down towards Burleigh. On the northbound side, that is backing up with a crash at North Avenue on the left shoulder. Beyond that, stays heavy past Burleigh. Southbound 43, slow from Capitol Drive through the Marquette